Now it says, Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Yishmuel. The pasuk says, Vehidlo in Nisposha, Asura, if an Eishas Ish, as she lived with another man, and she wasn't forced, Talachar is Asura, she's also to her husband. Ho Nisposha, Mashmuel, she was forced, then Mutera, she's Mutter to her husband. V'yesh l'cho acheres is another type of a case. Sha'af ha'pich lo'y nisposa, even though she was not forced, mutera, still she's mutter to her husband. Where's there a case that an eshes ish lived with another man, still she's mutter to her husband? V'yesh zuzu, who is this? She'kidusheho kidushe tois. The case is where the first kidusha for the first husband was betois. He didn't really mean it, there was a mistake involved. Rashi says Dushe Tois means Al Tanai, they made a condition with the first condition. Vulainis Kaim Al Tanai, they didn't do the condition. In such a case, in Zinsa Tachta Muteris Loi, if she has Nus now, still later she's Mutter to marry the first husband again. Because right now, at the time of this Nus, she's not married, she's not the first one's wife. Ela Penuya Bialmihi. So it's just because the Penuya lady, a girl that's not married, had lived with another man, she doesn't become Musa to any man because of that. Only to a Kayin at certain times. But otherwise, she doesn't become Asa. So therefore, Kedushe Toi, she's still mutter to get married again to her first husband. Sha'afilu bino mukravak seifei, even the case where she has a bino, she has a daughter already, is mukravak seifei riding on the shoulders, from a menes, v'lechas lo, she could say goodbye to her husband and go away. That's another case where even though she did it Barotzen, still she's mutter to marry wherever she wants to. Where the first Kedushin was Betois, that means nothing. Even though she had a child already, that means nothing. Kedushin Betois, it means like there was a mistake. The Kedushin was never Chal, she was never married. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Hani Nashi de Ganvui, these wives of Ganovim, Hani Nashi de Ganvu Ganvi, that if she was kidnapped, he has somebody's wife, that was kidnapped. The Ganvi, Ganovim, who still is kidnapped her. Shayin Gavrayu. When they free her, she's still mutter to live with her first husband. Why? Because we say even if they lived with her, they only did a Beyonis, not Berotz, and therefore she's mutter. Rashi Lefi Shabayinis, same Boyin Aleim. Because even if they lived with her, it was only by force, and she's mutter to her husband, if he's a Yisrael. Amrilei Rabbanon Rav Yehuda. The Rabbanon said to Rav Yehuda, Voko Mematin Lahu. Nahama, that we see that she feeds them bread. Sadrashiva Ray on Royim Shaboidin Etzlon Volichalan Loisan Ganovim Lechem Mazon Almaratanu, that we see Lakhur she's doing things willingly. If we see Adam says that she went and fed the Ganovim. Sumara says no Machmas Yira. That she does is because she's afraid of them. But not that really she became friendly and close to them. Fred Gmarva become a Shalchan like Giri, if they go to fight, they go and take along the bow and arrows for them. So again, the Chura, we see they're close with them. So we should be afraid that maybe they had Nus with them, Barotzen. So the Gemara now again, Machmas Yira, that they do it because of fear. But the Gemara says though, but Vadai, in a case for sure, that Shavkinu, let's say they let them free. The kidnappers told the lady you can go free. V'yazlem and Avshayu, and they stay with them by themselves, they don't want to go away, then Avadi Asirin. Then for sure they're Osa. But then we say for sure that Pshat is they want to have Znus with these people, they do it Barotzen, and therefore she's a Saita, she's also to her husband. Tana Rabbanan, Shavuya Malchut, if she was captured by the king, Rashi Noshim Sheshosva Melech Latashmash, if the king Chab grabbed the hold of a lady to live with her, is a Rayanki Shavuya. That's like a regular loch of a Shavuya, she was captured by the Goyim, that if she gets freed, she's still mutter to her husband. Genuve Listois, let's say Rabbi stole her, kidnapped her, and in Kishvuyis. Then she's not like Kishvuyis. Yeah. Mashma then what? That she's also. For the more of a time, Yipchu, we learn just the opposite. So more says like this. Shavuyim Malchis, that what we learn just Tan Yipcha, so Mar says, Malchus Amachus Lakasha. There's no theory about if a king takes her, one place says she's mutter to husband, and one place Mashma she's also. Ho b'malchus achashverus, ho b'malchus ben netzer. Trashi. B'malchus achashverus, hein kishvuy lefish, emela godalu, v'yodash lo yisenu, u bilosa b'yenis. Like, they know, v'yodash, they know that what, that they won't, that king won't really marry her. Therefore, what she does, this nus, is only b'yodash, she's forced to. So by a big king, by a small king, maybe the lady will think, it's worth it for me to let's have znus with him, because maybe he'll marry me, and I'll be a queen. So maybe she'll want to do a brotzen. But if the king is a big king like Ahasuerus, she knows for sure he's not going to marry her. So therefore, she knows he only wants to have znus with her, therefore she's not going to do it brotzen, only be honest. Therefore, she's still mutter to her husband. Mashenke in Ben Eitzerah, she says, list them, are you? For look at Ayuris, O Moloch Aleim, he was the head of the bandits. They used to capture a city and rule over the city. For Nasser Rosh List, he was the head of the bandits. Over the day tonight, Shavuya Malchus, Enon Kishavuya, Vyasuras Labalayim, the Sovra Mintsuva Konosav Love, and Evelis Brotzen. Because here, when the girl is captured, the lady is captured by them, we're afraid maybe she thinks that this person will marry her. And then she'll be the queen there. So she's Knicha with it, maybe. So therefore, she's also to her husband. So by king, it depends what type of a king it is. So the Gemara, Listois, Alistois Akasha, I, one place says that she's caught by the robbers, she's also to her husband. One place, Masmish, no, she's still mutter to the husband. Haba ben Netzer, Haba listim the Alma. One is by ben Netzer, and one is by listim the Alma. Rashi, listim the Alma means small robbers. That small rob is like it's not worth it for them to become to marry them. They don't become anything. So if small robbers kidnap them, for sure they don't want to live with them. So for sure she's a mutter to her husband. Where is she also by a big robber like Ben Eitzer? If he captures them, then they feel maybe they want to get married to him. They'll be like a queen. For the Gemara, it's a theory then about Ben Netzer itself, this head of the bandits that capture cities. Oh, Ben Netzer, Hossam Korole Melech, before we called him like a king, secondary Tachashverish. Vacha Korole Listim, here we're calling him just the head of the bandits. Gemara in, Gabi Achashverish Listimu. If you want to compare him to a big king like Achashverish, he's only called like a Listim, like a robber. But Gabi Listim, the Alma, when they get to other robbers, Melechu, he's the head of the bandits. He's like the king of the bandits. So this Ben Netzer, that's the only type of a case that we're afraid that maybe she did it Tim Baratzen. Maybe she did it willingly, because maybe she really wants to get married to him, and therefore she's also to her husband. But the other two cases, whether he's a big king, whether he's a nobody, then she would not do it Baratzen, only Bionis, therefore she's mutter to her husband. By to the Kahanes, the Mishnah says, Ad Rincholim Dinosa. The din of a Tanai Ksuba is, when a Kohen gets married, he has to write in the Ksuba that if his wife gets captured by the Goyim, Halacha is, he has to free her. He has to pay the ransom. But after he frees her, he's also to her. Because Aisha's kain, if she lived with a man, even Bionis, even with a guy, still she's also to the husband. So that's when the husband, the kain, frees her, it's only to send her back to her father's house, but not to stay married to him. Some rabbi, Abai says, if so, Almona le kain godel. Let's say a kain godel marries an Almona. And the halacha is, they have to give a get, and not let her stay married. Still calls them on their marriage, Chayiv Lov Doisa. If she gets caught by the Goyim, he has the Chayiv to free her. Why? Shani Kaira Bo Bekahanis Ad Rinchal Medin Osach. Like, that's the Tanai. That if your wife gets captured, what do you have to do? You have to free her. Not to keep her for wife, but to send her back to her father. See her also. Even though you're an Amona, married to your Kohen Gadol, married to an Amona, but you have to free her, and it's not mean not to stay married to her, but to let her go back to her father's house. Mashenken, let's say a mamzeris and a sinner li Yisrael. Let's say Yisrael marries a mamzeris or an asina chayvi lavin that he's not supposed to stay married to her, and he has to give her a get. But let's say he didn't give her a get yet, and she got caught by the goyim. Here the locher is ain't a chayiv levdoisai. The husband does not have a chayiv to free his mamzeris, his asina. Why? Sheinani kara bo v'yosvin chalili intui. Because by regulations Yisrael, the tanaik subriz, he has to free her in order to stay married to her. Because usually, even though your wife was captured by the Goyim, even if they live with her, forced her, still she's mutter to you. So therefore, the Tanai Ksuba of Eishes Yisrael is to free Almanas to stay married to her. But where the man married a Mamzeris or an Asina, that he's not allowed to stay married to her anyway, so in this case, he has no Chiyuv to free her. That's not the Tanai Ksuba to free her, to let her go free. The Inya to free her is to still stay married to her. And since you can't stay married to her, you have no chiyah to free her, to pay the ransom. Rav Ram Rav says like this, Kol she'issa shivuya goyim lo chayim levdoisa. Anytime, if the issa shivuya, the reason why she's also, is because she was captured by the goyim, then you have a chiyah to free her. Ma'ashen ken issa davracha goyim lo, let's say there's some other issa that says you can't stay married to her, ain't a chayav levdoisa. You don't have to free her. You're not mechuyif to. Rashi Rav Amar Mamzeros Nesina Kabayis Rulei. In a chlami, by your Mamzeros Nesina, Rav agrees you don't have to free her because there's something else answering that she's also to you because she's a Mamzeros. Lo yishtabed lo, avu be'amon lekayin gadol polagalei. V'yomer mikara lo yishtabed lekahanis. V'yadrinchlam dinoscha ela machmes shasura shvuya lov. Our Nesaros machmes davracha lo yishtabed. Hey, Rav argues in Abayi in his first halacha. If an kayin gadol got married to an amona. So a Kohen Gadol got married to an Amona. Why is he not allowed to stay married to her? Not only because she was caught by the Goyim, but because she's an Amona, Kohen Gadol can't marry an Amona. Therefore, there's no Tanai Ksuba that if she gets caught, you have to free her. When do we say if a Kohen's wife gets caught, you have to free her? That's because if it wasn't for the fact she was caught by the Goyim, she would have been mutter to you. So therefore, there's a Tanai Ksuba, you still have to free her. But here, where she's an Amona to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol can't live with her anyway, therefore he has no chiyuv to free her. That's for machlokes Abaye v'Rava, if a Kohen Gadol has a chiyuv to free his wife, that's an Amona if she was caught by the Goyim. So the Ma'alei Mikatanoim, let's say it's Taka Machlokes Tanoim. What is Alocha Hamadiras Ishtoi? If somebody makes an Issur Neder, he's not going to live with his wife. Trashim Lehenes Loi, that she can't have any enjoyment from him. Finishmas, and then she got caught by the Goyim. You have to free her for nice and luxubasa. And it's not me, you have to give her a get. You're not allowed to live with her. You made a neder, but you have to pay the ksuba. But you also have to free her. We have Yeshua Imenel, nice and luxubasa, vena poida. You have a right just to give her a ksuba, but you don't have to free her anymore. Why? Because since you're not allowed to live with her anyway, so therefore it's not called Yisra Shavuyi was Gormla, since you can't live with her anyway, therefore you have no chiyah to free her. Amar Rebbe Nosson said, "Shalti yesumchis, I yesumchis that kishamar Rebbe Yeshua, when Rebbe Yeshua said, noisin lo ksubas of yena poida, that Yeshua said in such a case that all you have to do is just give her a ksuba, you don't have to free her. If you first made a neder that your wife can't have any enjoyment from you, and then she got caught by the goyim, that you don't have a chiyuv to free her, kishedira ulev saif nishvis, is it talking about that first he made the neder and then she got caught?" Oy benishmas, and maybe even in the case where first she got caught, olib seifadir, and at the end he made a neder. Maybe even such a case also. Shrashi kloimer, oy afilu kishenishmas, olib seifadir. Nami yomer, v'yafagav dikol meimah lo yadir eloli potem in a pigeon. Maybe still he's potter. That was his kasha. Maybe even in the case where first his wife got caught by the goyim. Now the ransom was very high, so he wanted to get out of it. So he made a neder, and his wife can't have any enjoyment from him anymore. So maybe even in such a case, he doesn't have to free her anymore. So Yomali said back to me, Loi Shemati, I didn't hear clearly this halacha. But for Niran Devrorim, it makes sense to me that Shadira Lipsayef Nishpis, that when do we say you have a right to free yourself, not to pay the ransom, if first husband made the neder. So Mela now they can't live together anymore. And then she got caught by the Goyim, he doesn't have to free her. Diyam, because if you're going to tell me that Nishpis, that even in the case that first she got caught by the Goyim, now if the husband makes a neder, not to have any, she can't have enjoyment from him, that he doesn't have to free her, is also Arume. People will make this Aram, and those people always do this. People always free themselves from having to pay the ransom. So Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about the Madarashis Koyin Kemiflagi? We were talking about where it's an Ashes Koyin. And what the Abaye Diyamak Rebeleza? Abaye holds like Rebeleza. That says what? The husband has to free her. For Rav, the Yom Kav Yeshua, Rav says like Yeshua, no, that if the husband made a neder, and he can't live with her now, not because of the Shvuya, but because he made a neder, he does not have to free her. So who is Machlekes, Rav Lezer, Abaya, and the Rav is a Machlekes, Rav Lezer, and the Yeshua. So Mara says, Loi, I'll tell you, my skin is going to Nodra'ihi. We're talking about where the wife was the one that first made the neder. She made the neder not to have any enjoyment from her husband. The Kayim Lohu. And the husband said the nether should take place. He did not know the nether. He wasn't made for the nether. But rather he was Makayim and he said, good, let the nether stay. This is the case. So what's the machlokes? Reb Lezer Savar, who knows an expa ben shener. Reb Lezer says he's the one that's causing the fight. By him not being made for the nether, he's like putting his hand in her teeth, but he's the one that's causing it. Therefore, Reb Lezer said that he has to free her still. Reb Yeshua Savano, he nos netzma ben shener. She's the one that did it. Since she's the one that made the nether first, She's the one that started off. So therefore here, we did not have a chiyuv to support, to free her anymore. That's the machlokes over here. Ben Chanan, in a normal case, could be they both agree that the husband still has to free his wife. For the Gemara, he, nos netzba ben shenel. If this is called the case, since she made the nether first, and true, the husband said the nether should be, still it's called that she started the fight. She made the issa, she made the nether. If so, ksuba, maya vidita. Why did she get the ksuba? If the wife made a nether because of her nether, you can't live with her. So you're giving her a get, the husband does not have to give her a ksuba. So that can't be the case here. For Sue, and also, Ramar Reb Nosin, Shalti Yasumchis, Ayah Sumchis, that Kishom Reb Yeshua, Nosin Laksubasa Vein Apoida, Kishadiru Lab Saif Nishvis, Ayvish Nishvis, Saif Adira. I asked him clearly this question, what's the case talking about? Where first the husband made a nether, or first she was caught? For Yomar, and he said, Lo Shamati, I did not hear this. Now, we did not read, if the case is talking about here, where she made the nether, Mali Hadira Lab Saif Nishvis, Mali Nishma Saifa Dira doesn't make a Nafkamino which way it took place. It's not him that's making the nether. It's she that's making the nether. Elo Avada Luyelim, we're talking about the Yadra Ihu. And I'm talking about where he made the nether. And the Abayi Matarasa Taimei, for Rafa Matarasa Taimei. Both of them answer according to their Tam. Abayi Matarasa Taimei, Abayi answer according to his Tam. Now, what that everybody agrees Abayi's Chiddush was that Amona Lekoyin Godel. In the case of a Kohen Gadol married an Amono, everybody agrees, Lo Pliga the Chayav Levdoisa, that still the husband, the Kohen, has a Chiyav to redeem her, to pay the ransom money. That since Lamaisa, all he has to do is just send her back to her father's house, even though she's also to him, still there's a Chiyav Levdoisa. And Mamzeros and Asin Eli Yisrael, Kuliyam Lo Pliga the Ena Chayav Levdoisa. In the case where it's Ashes Yisrael, that there the Tanaik Subu is when you free your wife. You're supposed to still live with her. Over here, since she's a mamzeres and a sinner, that you're not allowed to live with her anyway. Therefore, avadah is no chiyuv to free her. So, by that's the Abaye Shita. So, Abaye says everybody agrees to this. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agree to this svara. And therefore, by a case of Madir Eishes Koyin, Nami Kuliyam Lepliga de Chayiv Levdoisoi, in a case where the Koyin made a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, so true now he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore, still everybody agrees there's a Chayiv for the Koyin to redeem his wife. Why? The Hainu Amon Le Koyin Godel? That's Mamish exact same case of an Amon to a Koyin Godel, that even though it's also to stay to live together, still, though, that's the Tanaik Suba, you have to free her in order that she should go back to her father's house. Ki pligi, where is the machloikis? B'madir eshes Yisrael. In the case where the husband is Yisrael, and he made a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. This is the machloikis now. That Reb Elazar also bossa mi koro, Reb Yeshua also bossa b'soif. That Reb Elazar goes bossa mi koro means when they first got married, the halacha is that she was mutter to stay married together. In other words, it's a regulation Yisrael that's mutter to a husband. So Rabbi Elazar says they go bossa mikara. So the time when they first got married, since she was mutter, it was chal achiv upon the husband that whenever she gets caught, whenever she gets captured by the goyim, he has to free her. Even though later on he made a neder that now she's also to him. So what? You go bossa mikara? It's like a new machlokes. And Rabbi Yeshua holds no, you go bossa b'soif. Now at the time when she was captured, he already made a neder that he can't live with her. So therefore now she's also to stay married together. Therefore, he doesn't have a chiyuv to free her. That's the machlokes. But nothing to do with the machlokes between Abaya and Rava. And Rava matar to time, and Rava enters according to his time. The water amon lekoyin godol, mamzeros in a sinu li yisroel, kul yam le pligadein achayiv levdoisai. In both of these cases, since there's an Issa Dovracha Gurim, there's no chiyuv to redeem your wife. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar? Ki pligi b'madir, when the husband made the neder, bein eshes koyin or bein eshes Yisrael. The both cases, that Rabbi Elazar also bossi mikoro. Rabbi Elazar goes bossi at the beginning, when they first got married, they were mutter to stay married together. Therefore, there's the chiyuv to redeem your wife. Rabbi Yeshua also bossa soif. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you go bossa at the end. Since now, before she was captured, the husband already made a neder that he can't live with his wife. Therefore, they're also to stay married together. He has to give her a get anyway. Therefore, he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's no chiyuv lefdoisai.
Ben Echnami is not telling them at the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer is a new machlokes where they go bossa b'soif, or where they go bossa mikora since the beginning of the marriage they were mutter, just the neder later on stopped it. That's the machlokes, but both of them could go according to Abaye and according to Rava. That's the maschana segemara. All right, we'll stop here.